has admitted lying about her involvement in the deal with MedPro, saying she does stand to benefit from the £200 million contract. The company is being investigated by the National Crime Agency. Rishi Sunak says legal action is being taken.
The government takes these things incredibly seriously, which is why they're in the pursuing legal action against the company concerned in these matters. It is also subject to an ongoing criminal investigation, and because of that, there's not much further that I can add.
The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is the latest official to be visiting Israel to urge the country to wind down its military offensive. Over the weekend, senior politicians from some of Israel's closest allies, including the UK, made similar calls. Israel's also facing criticism after denying shooting dead two women in a Catholic church in Gaza. The most senior Catholic in the UK, Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, has been asked about that denial.
I think that's hard to believe, frankly, because the people in Gaza and the Cardinal Archbishop of Jerusalem, they're not given to tell lies.
So you don't believe the Israeli Defence Force?
No, I don't.
The DUP has ruled out a return to power sharing at Stormont before Christmas. Northern Ireland's parties are having talks this week. A high-profile trial is beginning in New York under controversial new national security laws which were brought in when China took control of the territory. Jimmy Lai, who founded a pro-democracy publication, faces a possible life sentence. The government says it'll fight a legal challenge from Greenpeace against the Rosebank oil and gas field. The environmental charity says the approval process only considered the pollution in extracting and not burning the fuels. And Arsenal and Manchester City have avoided nightmare Champions League last 16 draws. City will face Copenhagen, with Arsenal taking on Porto. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
All right, I'll be back with the weather right after this. This is Charlie XCX and Sam Smith. This is In the City.
I'm flowing to you like water, in my body swaying side to side. Save me now, took time to save myself.
kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come over wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder, dreaming about him.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, what's coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM? Phoenix FM. Yes. Right, Mike Davis from Rayleigh Town Museum is going to be chatting on 123. That is with our Scott Ross to talk about Christmas in Tudor times. Find out. I wonder what they used to have to eat. That's what I'm interested in. But it was different than what we do now. Drive Time with Jo Bailey. She's also got a guest, Andy Furno and Charlotte Winder from St Francis Hospice, about the Christmas tree recycling programme, which is excellent. So make sure you're tuned into that with the gorgeous Jo. Andy Gardner presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes with regular interviews. Turn it up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electric dance music to broaden your musical horizons. That's all coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. Make sure you keep tuned in. I think I'm going to play my little jingle again. You ready for this?
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Yay! Thank you so much to Amber Anderson for that. I love it, Amber. I love it. Here is HMS Morris with Family Souls.
Just get nervous. I saw you out in the crowd. He didn't look as pleased. Is he ashamed of? Are you just
Such a good song. That is Tears for Fears with Advice for the Young at Heart. Talking about young at heart, he's making his way into the studio right now because I can see him outside. It is Scott Ross. We'll be having a chat with him in the next couple of minutes. Here is Huey Lewis and the News, a classic. This is called If This Is It.
Two, three. situation. Mutual appreciation. Away from narrow preconception. Avoiding conflict, hypertension. Non-phobic word aerobic. This was my domain. Till someone stole my name.
Not to tolerate all those people that you hate. I'm not in love with you, but I won't hold that against you. You got to tolerate some of those people that you hate. I'm not in love with you, but I won't hold that against you. Let's get juxtaposed, juxtaposed. Just suppose I juxtapose with you.
I watch as my world's going up in flames. Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? Just to watch me on my knees. My heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn.
What would you do if you lost control? How would you feel if your dreams were sold? With both your hands tied and your taped up mouth.
Burn.
I'm joined in the studio by the one and only Scott Ross. Are you there, Scott?
I'm fine.
Now, Scott, put on your headphones because I want to play you out this brand new jingle that was done for me by the wonderful Anva Anderson. Are you ready?
Go on, then.
Here we go.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Who did that?
It's Anva, and Anva did my I Love Local Radio, because it's radio and it's local.
I like that one.
Yeah, and it just still makes me laugh. So thank you very much to Anva. I've been playing that all morning. So you have got guests galore coming up on your show today.
Well, not guests galore. I have one guest.
Well, you can say he's glorious.
He is glorious. That's right.
That's what you'd like to hear. I'll be turning around and going home.
Probably would. Yeah, it's Mike Davis back, and he's from the Reallytown Museum, but he's not going to be looking at things going on particularly in Really, but he's actually going to be looking at how Christmas is used to be celebrated in Tudor times. Now, I know that Patrick has looked at Tudor Christmas. I think this is slightly different, so we've got all of that coming up. And then, of course, we're also going to be hearing about the people that... a couple of pensioners who stole some items out of a car in outside a pub in Shropshire.
Naughty.
Yeah, I think they're going to be in for a bit of a surprise when they find out what was in there. All that, and of course, pangs and pangs of fabulous music, including some Christmas songs, because I haven't really paid much Christmas music this year. But I'm going to today and tomorrow, so there you are.
And that's all coming up with the wonderful Scott Ross.
All between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, and don't forget, when the play is up online, because that was live at the weekend, wasn't it? The Christmas play. You must go and have a listen to it, because it was superb. And
were you in it?
No, I wasn't.
I thought you would have been as a star actress.
No, I didn't.
On the stage.
No, I let everybody else take my place. No, there was an amazing team of people here at the weekend. I think about 10 of the Phoenix FM team all got together. So make sure you watch out for that one on the website, which is all the www.phoenixfm.com. Do you say scone or scone?
Usually scone, I think.
I've been telling everyone, the best one I had was at the weekend. It was near Halstead. Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, really?
It was huge. Delicious and lovely. I think it's £5.25 for that and a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad. I'm considering how much things cost.
I know. I'm horrified at what it's cost.
I know. Everything you want to buy, I mean, you know, as I keep saying, don't get yourself into debt for Christmas. It just simply isn't worth it. You ain't got the money there, don't buy it. IOU or something, I don't know. But every single thing you look at is so expensive.
Mark Hugh, I did see a deal at the weekend, which I thought is one that you would have gone for if you... you've already got the item, so it doesn't matter. And that was one of these cooking devices. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, an air fryer.
It was marked down from £199 to £39.99.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, you should have done.
My missus doesn't want one. She said she didn't know how much.
They're the most incredible thing. I tell you what, air fryer, because I've got a range cooker at home, and which is pretty rubbish. A couple of the knobs have fallen off. But you use an air fryer, it saves you so much money. It's brilliant. Well, you going now? You've just got here.
I've just seen my guest arrive.
Oh, let him stand out in the cold. Should have put a coat on.
Right.
It's better when I had one of my guests out there and it was raining and I still didn't know they were there. They didn't know to knock on the window. It's terrible, isn't it? They were okay there. Now, Billy Brown has got a great song out at the moment and it's called Sarah. I'm going to play it for you now.
Like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul. Shows me light at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk.
but I still wanna hear what you say. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Angel of looks, library of books, and a voice to soothe any old pain. What it's worth, just like the earth, both the flowers and trees, they need rain. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Scorching hot summer's day, cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Sarah, I'm taken with you.
That's enough for
you. You can move in, I won't ask where you've been.
getting out of bed. I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. I'm in it for you.
That is Train, If It's Love. It's 12:46, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I asked you what your favourite drink was at Christmas. Billy said, I don't drink, well, very rarely, so lemon squash, normally with meals, or tea, if it's egg and chips or fish and chips. Yeah, the thing is, do you know what I mean? I think you have to, I can't have coffee and fish and chips. Isn't it weird? If I go out and I do have fish and chips and I'll have a cup of tea, egg and chips, you have to have a cup of tea. It's, and also, a scone, I like to have a cup of tea with. But I'm a coffee drinker now rather than drinking tea. I grew up drinking tea. My parents didn't have coffee. In fact, my mum did have a cup of my mum did have coffee, and her neighbour Joan at the end of the road, they used to see each other every couple of maybe every week to do a crossword. My mum used to pop up there, and Joan and her husband John used to make tea and everything else, and actually tea for my mum, but they had tea and coffee. And then sometimes Joan would pop down to mum's, and this is when they were both sort of, you know, a little bit younger. As they got older, they weren't able to walk up the road in the end, but it was you know, they used to do this little regular thing of doing the crossword. And Joan used to come down to mum's, and when she used to come down, mum used to give her coffee. Anyway, I was there one day, and I said to mum, oh, well, I might have a cup of coffee. She went, oh, it's in the cupboard. Okay, and I thought, that's a, you know, mum doesn't drink coffee. You know, she normally has tea, Yorkshire tea. And when I looked at the jar of coffee, it was 5 years old. It was, she'd been giving it to Joan for weeks or months, I think, or years. It was 5 years old. I went, mum, she went, well, coffee doesn't go off. I said, how do you know? I said, poor old Joan might have had like a little bit of tummy trouble every time she came down here. She went, oh, I'm sure coffee's all right. I said, I'm sure it's not, mum. I said, it went out of date 5 years ago. And after my mum passed away, and I had to go, we all had to go through the house. And obviously there was tins of stuff there and, you know, stuff in the freezer, which I used to go over and eat the stuff in the freezer, sit and watch mum's TV for a little bit of comfort. And all the food that she used to like, actually, it was quite, yeah, it was quite heartwarming. But, yeah, she had a few tins in there. And again, I pulled out these tins. I was like, what was she saving it from? They'd gone off. I mean, yeah, like, tin food, you know, takes a long time to go off, many, many years. And I've actually kept, and this is terrible, my friend said to me, you need to get rid of that out of your cupboard, because that's a disaster waiting to happen. What happened was she had a Fray Bentos. Now, I don't know why. She never ate Fray Bentos pies, but she must have bought it in an emergency, or possibly when my dad was alive, and my dad's been gone for about 14 years. And I think she bought it and kept it in the cupboard. So when she passed away, I went, oh, it's a Fray Bentos pie. Brought back, you know, a little memory of thinking, oh, yeah, I've tried horrible things now. And the date, it was about 10 years out of date. So I've kept it in my cupboard as like a little memento. But my friend says, you want to be careful because somebody, it's now about 15 or 16 years old and it's still in my cupboard. They're like, you mustn't leave it in there. Somebody might come in and go, oh, Fray. But I said, who's going to come in? Who's going to come in and do that? Do it at your own risk. That's why you should always check the date on stuff. Exactly.
Travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you before I hand over to the wonderful Scott Ross and his guest. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. As you're heading down, the A12, a little bit busy as you're coming up towards Mount Messing. There might have been an accident. It doesn't say at the moment, but a little bit of a delay. And then after that, it's looking pretty clear. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Wilson's Corner, no issues. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside again, still running pretty clear at the moment. No major problems. And up to the ME. 11. You'll get more traffic and travel with Scott Ross in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
Here's a new one from Jesse Ware. This is Hello Love.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. A And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Coming up next is Scott Ross. Thank you very much to Anne O'Shaughnessy for chatting to me today. George's Rock Stars, that track you'll find on Bandcamp and Spotify and Apple Music, plus the video link as well. The interview will be up online a little bit later if you want to get involved with George's Rock Stars. Have a great afternoon. Stay tuned. Scott Ross is up next. Going to leave you with some Boney M with Mary's Boy Child. Can't even say that correctly.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible said,
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Our shepherds watch their flock by night. They see a bright new shining star.
They hear a choir sing a song. The music seems to come from afar.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.